Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, Chris Bryant and Austin Price, and welcome to Pensacola Right Now. We thank you so much for having us along on News Radio 92.3. The big talk around, the cooler talk around the studio today was the Beaver Moon. Everybody's excited about seeing the moon tonight, the last supermoon of 2024. So you can check that out tonight. Optimal viewing of the moon is saying, they're saying Friday and Saturday, but it's up there. And believe me, nice show. Nice free show.
And remind the class including me, what's a beaver moon? How can you detect a beaver moon? How would you look at it and say, oh, that's a beaver moon? What defining characteristics are there?
You go to the website that says beaver moon. Google that, and that'll tell you everything in the world.
All righty.
Right there. It's just a gorgeous. It's just a gorgeous moon. It's tonight. Just wanted to remind you that when you're traversing the highways and byways tonight, look up, see what I'm talking about.
You know, it's funny. I looked up beaver moon images, and I just got a lot of photos of like moonlight with a beaver in front of it.
There you go. That's exactly what.
That's what it's all about, everybody.
You know.
Also, Donald Trump nominating RFK Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. The president-elect released a statement saying Americans are being crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who engage in deception, misinformation, and disinformation about public health. He said Kennedy, who's been an outspoken critic of vaccine mandates, will restore health agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency.
Okay, 514 News Radio 92.3. Before we go any further at all tonight, Austin, I want to thank and kind of just give a shout out to Seville Rotary. They just finished up their 12th annual steak cook-off, did it over at the quarter, drew over 2,000 attendees, raising over $33,000. This is to support community organizations. This year's proceeds will go to Manna Food Pantries, Children's Home Society, Ready Kids, Gulf Coast Kids House, and Arc Gateway. A total of 22 teams competed in that cook-off. They always like to hear their name. Here's the winners. In first place, Judge's Choice, Guy Brothers Roofing. Second place, Judge's Choice, Centennial Bank. Third place, Judge's Choice, Navy Fed Business Solutions. And the People's Choice Award went to the Campfire Fund.
All righty. 5:15 here. We'll take our first quick gander at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still got some very heavy backups. Remember, we had some issues last hour. If you were traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing UWF and heading over the water towards Pace, had some very heavy issues there. The congestion over the water has seemingly cleared out for the most part, but we still have a lot of runoff that has bled onto North Davis Highway and Scenic Highway, so be on the lookout for those areas there. Still have issues on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Of course, keep in mind some of those CSX closures we've been talking about throughout this week. Burgess Road and Palafox, that's another intersection that's dealing with some stuff at this time. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still backed up to about I-10. And then Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, giving us some issues. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard.
News Radio 92.3.
Quite a loaded slate there.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
My goodness.
Oh, you've also got it covered on that one.
Yeah, as covered as I can. My goodness. And 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 53. Beautiful day to ease you into your weekend.
Wow. How do you do that in one breath?
I don't know. I've gotten lightheaded before.
Okay, it's 517 News Radio 92.3. If you're traversing around the community today, don't forget the 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest continuing through Sunday. The annual fest features songwriters at venues basically all the way from Perdido Key to East to Destin. For complete event details, you can go to frankbrownsongwriters.com. They will take care of you on that side. And President-elect Trump, I you know, you thought he was busy. What did he say? He went 60-something days without stopping leading up to the election. This guy is just, for his age, is in incredible shape. Anyway, he's now trying to put together his cabinet. And some of his picks, and we've noticed that throughout the day in the newsroom, some of his picks are taking a pretty hardline stance on China.
Yes.
Raising a lot of concerns here, and Fox's Ryan Schmelz has an explanation.
Senator Marco Rubio, President-elect Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, and Congressman Mike Waltz, his nominee for National Security Advisor, are known as the Florida faction when it comes to foreign policy. The president-elect has vowed to hold China accountable on issues like trade, which could include additional tariffs. The president of Taiwan, who's dealt with continued hostilities from China, says she deeply appreciates Rubio's, quote, staunch support for Taiwan and tireless efforts to defend freedom and human rights globally. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Keeping it local here, also with some good news, because you had talked about some of the festivities going on around here, Chris. Well, Pensacola Beach Chamber putting on holiday family-themed events throughout December. The Chamber's 2024 Season Year Holidays festivities kick off with the Lighted Boat Parade on December 6th. That sets sail from Sabine Marina on December 8th. It is the annual Surfin' Santa Beach Parade rolling at 2 p.m. From Avenida 10 down Via de Luna toward Casino Beach. And at midnight on December 31st, of course, keep your eyes focused on the Pensacola Beach skies this New Year's Eve for a free firework display along the Santa Rosa Sound.
Okay, if you want to keep it on this side of the bridge, remember Christmas lights on downtown. It's a beautiful scene down there.
Already up.
Exactly, and it's a great family event. Load the kids up. Start on Cervantes and Palafox. Head south on Palafox all the way down to Maine and enjoy all the lights.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you got it on the beach side. We got it on our side, and all those great events this holiday season. Take the kids out. Get them away from the computers. Go out there and see some of these great holiday shows around Pensacola.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some updated statistics on drug overdose deaths in the U.S. And don't worry, it's not as dreary as it sounds. Got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Maybe you took that comment I made earlier about being a lounge lizard a little too seriously. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and a little bit of slide music there.
Yeah, but courtesy of Michael Bublé.
I like that. 525, hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for taking us along with you. Hey, if you have to pick somebody up, maybe coming up out of from the Tampa area on Breeze Flight 129, they were scheduled to touch down out at PNS at 342. It's been delayed. You're not going to get those people to close to 7. Thought I'd give you a little heads up so you don't have a parking problem out there. Other than that, PNS looking great today and this evening. Everything looks like it's on time, operating cancellation free. So that's the good information to pass along from PNS. I always like the board looking like that. Good stuff.
Absolutely. And I wish I could give similar news when it comes to the roads, but I cannot. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing UWF, and trying to get over the water into Pace, we do have some congestion holding you up there. It's going to be right where North Davis Highway turns into Highway 90, where it merges with Scenic there. Speaking of Scenic, in that same area, we've got some issues on it. Nine Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some backups there, of course. Throughout this week, we've been hearing about those CSX closures, and that's been one of the biggest signs of congestion in response to that. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway still has some problems. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and then Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, beautiful day, high of 71, low of 53, and looks like this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, going to have similar.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, let's talk a little bit of finances for a second.
All right.
I want to give you some new numbers. The latest inflation readings appear to confirm there's a lot of work to be done to stabilize those prices.
Some readings on prices at the wholesale level were higher than expected in October, though the producer price index rose 0.2% over September and up 0.3%, excluding food and energy, as expected. For the year ending in October, prices rose 2.4%, and core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 3.1%. Inflation measured by the PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. The consumer price index for October matched expectations, though the annual CPI rose slightly to 2.6%. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Gotta love those acronyms. I'm going to tell you, if you don't love them, you'll drive you crazy. Another reading appears to suggest the job market holding up pretty nice this afternoon.
There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims declined by 4,000 to 217,000, the lowest level in 6 months and fewer than expected. Those remaining on benefits continuing claims dropped to 1.87 million in the week ending November 2nd. That reading has been generally drifting higher. Continuing claims slipped to 1.3 million, a 52-year low in June of 2022. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, hinted at this before the break. Drug overdose deaths are falling in the U.S. and are on track to hit their lowest levels since 2020. That's according to new CDC data. It showed a slight drop in deaths for 2024, and the latest numbers show that that decline is continuing. There are expected to be less than 97,000 deaths in the one-year period ending June 30th. They exceeded 100,000 for the first time in 2021.
Free community health care on the way. This is one of these stories you're going to, yeah. Let me hear this one. Well, remote area medical, we've told you about this for the past couple of days. Just want to make sure you're aware of it. They are introducing a pop-up health clinic. It's going to happen at the fairgrounds November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. By the way, there are no requirements for insurance or ID. I would probably get some more background information on that and check out the times of when those doors open.
Absolutely. All right. Also wanted to touch on this because this is something that's been going on a bit more locally. A 50-year-old Gulf Breeze man facing charges after crashing into a home overnight. This happened at around 12:30 this morning on Forest Bay Road. The FHP says a driver ran off the road, drove through a lawn before crashing into a house. Troopers say the man was not hurt in the crash. The driver was arrested on DUI charges and is facing charges of DUI, but not just that, with property damage, too. I can imagine so. Todd Andrew Leisure currently being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail. These stories happen more often than you would think. The people driving into houses, and it could be because they're drunk, they're not paying attention, whatever it may be. I've heard a few stories like that, and that's frightening to think about.
I could say it in one word, probably, and I'd be hitting it pretty close on the button.
Yeah, I mean,
texting.
Well, that too, yes. As I said, distracted.
It's not hard. This is, you know, how many times you've been, and looking down, and then you...
Drive into a house?
Not to a house.
Never happened to me.
But it surprises you when you look back up.
Oh, well, sometimes it's not even necessarily texting.
What I'm saying, texting is,
yeah,
is,
oh,
is,
no,
a major, is a major issue.
No, texting is a huge, huge example, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I'll just like look in my rearview mirror or something, and then next thing you know, yeah, the car in front of you is braking, whether you think you're starting to move at a light or what. And it is. It's scary. It's jarring.
And what have we learned from this conversation this afternoon?
Pay attention to the roads.
Don't text and drive.
Oh, well, that, yes. That, among other things, yes. Focus on the roads, people. Not on your phone, not anywhere else.
Just thought I'd throw it out there. Coming up in the next 5 or 6 minutes here, we're going to talk about the NFC East Division coming down to two teams. Those two teams playing tonight, by the way.
Yeah, it is not a challenge outside of those other two.
Also, an Olympic athlete has decided to gear it up once again. A little bit of SEC talk coming up in a few minutes. News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President-elect Donald Trump nominating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. In a statement, Trump writes, in part, for too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who've engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health. Kennedy, a former Democrat who ran as an independent in this year's presidential race, abandoned his bid and later endorsed Trump. All eyes have been on Pennsylvania's Senate race, and the results are so close, it triggered a mandatory recount. Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt explained just how close the results were.
The unofficial totals for Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and Republican candidate Dave McCormick were separated by only 0.43%.
Senator Casey has not conceded nor waived his right to a statewide recount, despite multiple sources calling this race for the Republican McCormick. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is saying that Ford Motor is agreeing to pay a $165 million civil penalty after a government investigation found that the automaker failed to recall vehicles with defective rearview cameras in a timely manner. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping more than 200 points, the S&P 500 off 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ losing more than 0.6%, down 123. The producer price index inched up 0.2% for the month, which is a slight increase from September. The numbers were right on line with the Dow Jones consensus. On a 12-month basis, wholesale inflation was at 2.4%. U.S. crude oil futures for December delivery were up slightly today, residing under $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a Buck. If you've been paying attention to college football this year, no one should be surprised that Georgia didn't make the second college football playoff bracket. However, with them being ranked 12th, even after suffering their second loss in the season, I do feel confident Georgia will find a way to make the playoff come December. With Nico Iamaleava's status unknown for Saturday, Georgia should be able to defeat Tennessee and go on to win out their regular season games to make the playoff. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly.
B21. If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, girl. Oh, now.
News Radio 92.3. What have you got me into? Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And somebody.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, hey, Luke. Welcome to the show.
That's a good one.
Everybody, thank you for having us on. Thanks for the ride home this afternoon. We appreciate it. Tonight on our sister station, and about an hour from right now, you can catch NFL football on two good teams, Washington and Philadelphia. They will kick that off on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, then 1330 AM. And that's pregame, 6:30, and then the kick goes at 7:15.
And let me just tell you, when you look at how the Eagles collapsed late last season and were easy pickings early in the NFC bracket last year, and now you look at the Commanders, who I want to say went like 4-13 last season. I think they're 7-3 now. Yes. This is a very pivotal game for the division. Two great stories, and You mentioned that it was a big divisional matchup, could be a deciding game, because, man, the Giants are terrible and the Cowboys are surprisingly terrible. They're like, what are they, 3-6, somewhere in that ballpark? So they're really struggling.
The NFC East Division has come down to two teams. The Commanders visit the Eagles in just a little more than an hour and a half, with first place actually on the line for this game.
I believe it.
Fox's Tim McAllister has more on the story.
Nearly 6 years since she retired from competitive skiing, three-time U.S. Olympic medalist Lindsey Vonn announced Thursday she is unretiring. Now 40 years old, Vonn had knee replacement surgery 7 months ago. The procedure eliminated the pains that had caused her to retire when she had a record 82 World Cup victories, since her mark surpassed by American Mikayla Shiffrin. Vonn, who won her last Olympics medal at the 2018 Winter Games, is rejoining the USA ski team. She told the New York Times, "I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't hope to be racing. I have aspirations. I love to go fast. How fast can I go? I don't know." February 2019 is the last time Vonn competed. She told the Times, "Getting back to skiing without pain has been an incredible journey." Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, she blew her knees out, man. She had a really bad skiing year, and she called it quits. I never thought I would see her back on skis again, but that was a great story on Lindsey Vonn, of course.
Yes.
Getting back into the skiing action. Now, let's get back to the football for the NFL side. Here's the equation. Commanders taking on the Eagles tonight. First place of the line. Fox's Tim McAllister has more.
The Commanders and Eagles have turned things around from last year in a big way. After going 4-13, Washington drafted Jaden Daniels with the number 2 pick and hired Dan Quinn as head coach. The tandem has completely changed the vibes in D.C. and could end up as coach and rookie of the year. The Eagles finished last year losing 6 of 7, including a blowout wildcard playoff loss. After a 2-2 start this season, Philly has turned it around, winning 5 in a row to lead the division. The teams meet again on December 22nd in the nation's capital. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
I think it'll be a barn burner tonight.
Yeah, as I said, very deciding game. And it will. I think the Eagles are a two-loss team, so it would add up mathematically that this would be a deciding game in the division, at least until further notice. And as I said, two great stories there. You can't really hate the Eagles. You certainly can't hate the Commanders unless you are still bitter about the name change.
And you surely can't hate Lindsey Vonn.
Well, yeah, that too.
For an Olympic downhill skier. Come on. She's going to have quite a season. I think she's got robotic knees now.
Yeah, man, a lot of great comeback stories here. That's what we're figuring out.
Those were two goodies.
Yes, absolutely.
Very nice.
And, you know, I also mentioned this last hour, so I'll bring it up now because it gets underway in under an hour. Got one college football game for you tonight, East Carolina. They are going on the road to Tulsa. That's an AAC matchup. East Carolina 5-4 after I think going 2-10 last year, if memory serves me. So they're coming back too.
Have you ever been to Tulsa?
No.
Very interesting city. It's very hilly. I went there to go see Oral Roberts University.
Ah.
And a beautiful city. Unfortunately, have a lot of tornadoes.
Oklahoma's there, brutal. So.
But when you said the Tulsa thing, I remember going to see Oral Roberts. ORU.
Yeah. The only reason I know ORU even exists is because a few years ago, they had the groundwork for like some Cinderella run in March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm outside of that, I was like, who's Oral Roberts?
Okay. The Mountain West Division and its commissioner are being sued on another transgender player case. Fox's Sue Guzman has more on this report.
11 female volleyball players and a coach are suing the Mountain West Conference and commissioner for allowing a transgender athlete to play on the San Jose State volleyball team. Those suing allege the conference's new transgender participation policy is an attempt to chill and suppress the free speech rights of women athletes. Five teams have forfeited games this season in protest of competing against the biological male player. The lawsuit seeks financial damages and is asking the court to issue a ruling before the Mountain West Volleyball Tournament scheduled for November 27th through 30th. San Jose State University has not commented. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I'm going to make it an administrative call here because I'm going to put this under, I'm going to kind of frame this in the category of sports, in which it is. Don't forget, it's 23 days in counting. Think about this. Counting for the 12th annual Runway 5K, Saturday, December 7th. Participants walk or run along the runways and taxiways at PNS. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission, of course, is to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. Want more info? Go to runway5k.com.
All righty, just about 5:45 here. Speaking of giving you more information, we got another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. There are several spots giving us trouble here. Starting with 9 Mile, that's the worst-looking spot right now. If you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we have had issues there throughout this week because of the CSX closures, and that is still a problem at this time over there. Also, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 has a little bit of issues. Also, if you continue northbound on North Davis, where you merge with Scenic in front of UWF, we do have some congestion in that area still, though it has greatly decreased. And then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high of 71, low of 53. And Saturday and Sunday, the highs will be a little bit higher, but it should be a beautiful weekend.
5:46, News Radio 92.3. If you ever go up to our website, read some of our stories that we post up there for you. They're the stories that we talk about throughout the day and kind of give you a better idea of what's going on. Here's one story that I just filed this afternoon for you. Florida is one of 10 states that will receive a collective $9 million to improve services. This is for student veterans and their families on college campuses. The funding is also going to be used to support centers of excellence for veteran student success that address academic, physical, financial, and mental health and social needs of the students. By the way, in Florida, more than 15,000 service members, veterans, and their families are enrolled throughout the state public universities and colleges. And so that's a good darn thing to pass on.
That is, absolutely, it is. Of course, we always give you your stock numbers every hour. Wall Street closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 207 points to 43,750. The S&P 500 fell by 36 points to 59,49. And the NASDAQ dropped by 123 points to 19,107.
So there you are, cruising down W Street, heading to the tax collector's office. You pull up there tomorrow morning, you see a sign up there that says closed. You go, what? I warned you about this, and they closed. Yeah, the Marcus Point Escambia County Tax Collector Office. It's over on W Street. It closed today. But here's the redeeming value of this story. A new Brentwood office opening up Tuesday. The address is 5045 North Palafox Street. Tax collector Scott Lunsford said the Brentwood office will provide significant enhancements and modernize facilities designed to improve efficiency and the ultimate customer experience.
All righty. Very nice.
Pretty words there, huh?
Yeah, pretty words. And Elon Musk says he will receive no compensation. That's what you don't like to hear. For his work heading the new Department of Government Efficiency under President-elect Trump. The tech billionaire wrote on his social platform X that it will require tedious work and he expects to make lots of enemies. He'll be working with former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead DOGE. This all comes after the group posted on X looking for potential employees.
What does the president make now? $400,000 a year or something? Like
that's the round figure I've always heard.
Okay, can you imagine telling Elon Musk, oh, we'll give you $400,000.
Pocket change to that guy.
Billions of dollars.
Gosh.
Okay, here's a warning to pot smokers. A new scientific paper describes cannabis as a damaging genotoxic substance. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso with an explanation.
Marijuana can damage genetic information within cells, potentially leading to DNA mutations, accelerated biological aging, and cancer. That in a study published by the journal Addiction Biology that says the genotoxicity of cannabis can also be transmitted to the weed smoker's offspring via a damaged egg and sperm, possibly making the cannabis risk a problem for future generations. The research is rooted in the power of mitochondria, which are specialized structures within cells. Co-authors say it's unclear how much marijuana use can cause long-lasting damage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
This is just one of those things that I'm sure a lot of people who do smoke marijuana, they're just going to look at it as like, nothing's perfect. You know what I mean? Like, everybody does things that are unhealthy, it seems like. And I think a lot of people who already smoke marijuana are going to look at it that way. I think this is further proof. I understand that marijuana may have some medicinal uses, but anyone who pretends that, oh, it's perfectly fine, there's no problems whatsoever, it's like, you're nonetheless smoking something. You're nonetheless smoking something that can have weird side effects on you and your body. And this is just a reminder of that. So keep that in mind, folks, before you make that call.
Well, this holiday shopping season may not be as merry for retailers this year. With a recently released report suggesting they could see less sales growth over the holiday period. Now, here are the growth rate for Christmas sales, roughly about 3% this year. A recent Bankrate survey indicated 37% of holiday shoppers intended to kick off their spending in November. About 15% plan to wait until December to open up their wallets. So it looks like it's an extended time. There's been no massive rush to get it all done. They're kind of and that's what they said. I was reading the story about an expert who talked about budgeting for Christmas time and family budgets and things.
Right.
And she was basically saying, spread it out little at a time, and you can get through it. But it takes planning, and that's the truth.
Absolutely.
So my close and summary to that story, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays, y'all. Merry Christmas. You mentioned retailer scrutiny, so I want to keep that theme. Analysts hope that a new report helps guide your holiday shopping and protects your health all in one. The 2024 Retailer Report Card assesses the use of dangerous chemicals and plastics in your favorite brands. These chemicals, of course, can be linked to deadly diseases such as cancer, heart disease, birth defects, so on and so forth. The top 50 companies in the U.S. and Canada have earned a D-plus on average. 17 are in what is called the Toxic Hall of Shame, all earning an F. This list includes names like McDonald's, Chipotle, Subway, Trader Joe's, and Publix. But on the flip side, only 5 retailers have earned an A or A-minus, including Apple and Target. Researchers tell CNN that the timing of this report is intentional as we head into the holiday shopping season.
If you're driving around, maybe later this evening, I would say probably after 9 o'clock or so, just take a look up. You're going to see what we have been calling and referred to our full moon as the Beaver Moon. It will be the last super moon of the year, and you can catch it this week through Sunday. Friday and Saturday are the optimal viewing nights. reaching its peak illumination on Saturday evening. Got a sneak peek, I think I told you the other night, when it wasn't at full moon status. It's beautiful. So I'm expecting a pretty nice moon out there tonight.
All righty, and just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. But when we return, we do have a bit of a box office preview for you, including one famous band that's defied some odds over the past several years, heading out on an extensive tour next year. Details on all of that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Hey, thanks for having us on today. If you're just leaving your office, you can just flip us on in the car. We do appreciate that. Let's go for a ride and watch out for your braking distance a little bit. Road's still a little slippery in some areas of town, so remember that. I love the situation. There was a movie, Austin, that it was a movie that a blonde kid got left at home. His parents went overseas, and he fought off the bad guys.
Are you forgetting the name?
Yes.
Home Alone.
That's the one I'm thinking about. It's these sting type of things, and bad crooks kind of make me laugh about this. Here's a story about a sting, not set up by cops, but by a Florida mom who discovered her 13-year-old daughter was allegedly sexting with an 18-year-old boy here in the great state of Florida.
Oh, geez.
Fox's CJ Papa has the details.
The unidentified mom set up a meeting with Kerry Rodriguez Banks, who thought he was meeting the girl, said the Jacksonville Sheriff's Chief of Investigations. Banks instead met the mom, the daughter, and her 11-year-old son. Cops say he flashed a gun in his waistband, threatening them. She called police. He ran off. During a chase, the investigator says the officer sees the pistol, yells for him to drop the gun, then fires multiple times. Banks takes off again, but a canine finds him in a drainage pipe with hand, leg, and torso wounds. Police say they don't blame the mom, adding,
obviously, we prefer to leave it to the professionals because you never know what's going to happen.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
My goodness, how ridiculous.
Glad the dog didn't get hurt.
Oh no, absolutely. That is a very special
that's what
takeaway.
I was thinking about.
And just a little bit past 5:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots: Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 55. And Friday and this weekend have highs in about the mid to low 70s, lows in the 50s.
You know, you and I both love animals, and we talk about stories, kind of run them through every now and then. Here's a feel-good story. A rookie police bloodhound, we're talking about a police dog in this case, helped to find a missing senior citizen. Happened on Veterans Day in Atlanta. Fox's 5 covering the story for us.
K-9 Flash has been on the Noonan Police Force for just a few months. He's only 8 months old. He and his handler, Officer Trevor Lyles, were called to Heard County to assist authorities there. Had been searching for 5 hours for a missing elderly man. Officer Lyles says it starts with Flash smelling an article of clothing.
Gave him his command to track, and all of a sudden, he kind of just started running in a circle, checking the area for all the scents, and began hard pulling straight across the street.
They tell us from the missing man's front door to a ditch in some nearby woods where the man had fallen and was helpless to get out, Flash found him in 7 minutes. Officer Lyle says Flash got a lot of treats afterwards that day. His favorite? Chicken.
There you go.
And had hinted at both of these stories before the break. Christmas action comedy film Red One hoping to do a bit of damage at the box office this weekend. It stars Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans. It's looking to make between $30 and $35 million in its debut, and it's already made $28 million overseas. But also, recently reunited Linkin Park, heading out on an extensive tour next year. The first U.S. dates of the bands from a Zero World Tour will kick off April 26th in Austin, Texas. And the trek will also take Linkin Park to cities like Baltimore, Chicago, Nashville, Phoenix, and L.A. The final U.S. date is set for September 24th in Seattle, and the band recruited Dead Sarah frontwoman Emily Armstrong as their new co-lead vocalist earlier this year. Pre-sales for the From Zero tour will start Monday. Emily Armstrong, kind of controversial because she's like a Scientology person, and she, I think, supported Danny Masterson because he's a Scientology guy, so tough gig.
Nice transition from film to the art of music.
Film, music, and
very
Scientology.
Nice. Okay, 8 days, annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway. Mark this date down, please. November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. The event brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV3 gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall across from Sacred Heart Hospital. And you've done this event for years, haven't you?
Yes, I've done it before. And it's all right. It's good to help your community.
All right. Good advice. Okay, mark that date. Here it comes. Write it down. November 22nd.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.